In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate. I would like to congratulate you all on the occasion of Nowruz, the start of the new year. I would like to offer my congratulations to the Imam of the time, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, and the nation of Iran, the families of the martyrs, the disabled, and also I wish to congratulate the humanity and human societies. Last year was the year 1390 was a year filled with ups and downs, and also events, happy events, and also victories, and in some cases there were some bitter events unfolding last year. In the year 1390, we witnessed major progress by the Iranian nation in different economic, scientific, industrial, technological, and political domains, and in 1391, with the grace of God, this trend is going to move forward. And tens of construction projects became operational, and also there were scientific and technological achievements. Also, there were major developments and plannings were made for the development projects, and for this reason, I thank God Almighty, and I also appreciate the Iranian nation's solidarity. Also, there has been a plan known as Mehrmandegar, that is a plan for bringing into operation major health, industrial, agricultural, and construction and cultural projects. And in fact, the plan is ready to become operational. This government is after in fact acting in such a way so that it won't pass this burden to the next government. In fact, we want this government to adjust its budget based on the plans that are approved by the Iranian nation, and this way proceed with its plans and projects. And in fact, there are certain projects that have not been completed. We do not want these projects to hamper, in fact, the performance of the next government. Iran must be built with the help of the Iranian people. And this year, like the previous years, we are going to continue supporting national exports and domestic production. This is on the agenda of the government. This government is committed to justice, serving the people, purity, and affection. And these objectives are going to be followed and pursued during the new year with the grace of God. We are working for the people, and we share the people's happiness and grief. Allow me to also touch upon Nowruz. Nowruz is the feast of humanity. It's a feast of returning to the genuine nature of humanity. It's a feast for refraining from any ugly action and impurity. It reminds us of human spring, and everybody know very well that all the people know very well that humans have the talent to become God's successor on the earth, and humans in fact enjoy all the features, divine features, and in fact these divine features are astonishing and unlimited. I can refer to human strength, wisdom, innovation, justice, prudence, love and affection, and health and dignity and self-esteem. These are the talents that have been granted to human beings, and through such features, humans can turn into a manifestation of God Almighty on earth by, in fact, through these talents, humans can tread the path of perfection, turning into the successor of God on the earth. By taking a glance at history, one will realize that humans, in order to reach that point of perfection, is on the starting points, and in fact, this has been the era of human, the winter season, and humanity has not yet had the enough time in order to prosper and reach a point of perfection. We are awaiting the spring season for humanity to reach the point of perfection. Humans have always tried to attain prosperity and happiness, and when you ask humans for what about their performance, all humans say that they are after attaining perfection, and that point of perfection is in fact attaining the status of becoming the successor of God, and that is making use of all the divine talents. And in the supplication of the start of the new year, it is said that O reformer of hearts and minds, director of day and night, transformer of conditions, change ours to the best in accordance with your will. And in fact, the people are after reaching that point of prosperity and perfection. But the question is, what do we mean by that point of perfection? What do we mean when we pray to God to change our status to the best in accordance to his will? Speaking of human affection, justice and kindness and power and innovation and health, when will humans attain all these features, reaching the highest status of worshiping God? This can be manifested within a perfect human being, that is a manifestation of all the divine features. It's a manifestation of all the divine talents in the universe. And speaking of a perfect human being that delineates and depicts the true path, that is a manifestation of all the divine beauties. Therefore, this means the presence of the Imam of the time. This is the best status for humans. Any person who wants to reach upon a perfection, the Imam of the time will show him the right path, and he is the real model. Our supplication and prayer at the start of the new year is reaching and the point of the presence of Imam of the time, and is the real wish of all humanity, and is a manifestation of God Almighty, is the secret behind the creation of universe, and with his reappearance, we will witness the real life of humanity and the real spring emerging. In conclusion, I would like to recite a poem on the occasion of spring.
As-salamu alayk, ya Rabbi al-anam, wa nazrat al-ayyam, tu behtarin hali.
You are the best, and you have been named as the best. You are the spring,
ramz ubur leylev wa raz tulu' nahari.
You are the sign of blossoming, and you are my dream. You are the best, you are the starting point, you are the point of origin, and you are the point of destination. You are the best, You are a seed turning into a tree of life. And you are always green, and you are an everlasting flower. And my eagerness to see you is the secret behind my life. Salutations to you. Salutations to you. Well, these days all people are busy visiting their relatives and also traveling to different parts of the country. And there are also people who are serving the people. And on behalf of the people, I would like to appreciate all those who are serving the people during Nowruz. I would like to appreciate them all. I pray to God Almighty that this year, 1391, that started with the blessings of God. We had a lot of precipitations, and we hope that God would help us in order to fill this, in fact, have this year as the year of divine blessings. And I also commemorate the late Imam and also the martyrs, particularly the nuclear martyrs. I would like to commemorate them all, and we pray to God all together, and by our love of the Imam of the time, and by serving other people through kindness and affection, hopefully we'll start a year filled with beauties.